Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand here on 720 WGN. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with us. Okay, there is a doctor downstate who also serves on the Muhammad Seymour School Board, and that school district apparently is working in, well, I'm not even going to get forward to it. There's a file from State Senator Chapin Rose from Muhammad, a Republican, has filed a complaint with the Inspector General over the whole thing. And Senator, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I was going to start to try to characterize it myself, and then why get in the way? Explain for me what's going on with this doctor.
So, Dr. Jeremy Hendricks is under an official investigation, not for his conduct as a medical physician in his clinic, but what he may or may not do as a Muhammad Seymour School Board member as regards Governor Pritzker's mask mandate.
So the board has voted against requiring masks? Is that correct or incorrect?
No, that's not correct.
Okay, good. That's why I asked.
The only vote that was taken was before the governor's mandate was issued, where Dr. Hendricks and majority of the board voted not only to uphold the CDC guidelines, but actually at the time, which were mass recommended, mm-hmm. but actually went a step further and said, if and when community spread requires it, that we will go ahead and implement masks. That's what the doctor voted for. That was July 22nd. Since then, the governor has issued his mask mandate, which they'd already voted. In fact, the community spread is such that under the, if the governor ever got involved, he would have been masked anyway under what Dr. Hendricks had voted for. But now he's being threatened, and the official investigation demands to know how he will or will not act on in his position, official position as a school board member in upholding the governor's edict.
So, but there's a state investigation, and I'll get to that in a sec. But are you saying that the investigator asked the doctor if he'll support masks at the school?
The investigator asked the doctor if he'll support Governor Pritzker. That's the investigation.
That would be masks at the school, right? The policy for masks in schools.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, this is so fundamentally un-American. It'd be like the governor's office calling up your boss and saying, hey, we heard you might do something tomorrow. You need to fire him today.
Oh, it happens all the time to me, Senator. I don't know where you live.
Okay, fair enough. Bottom line is, this is the United States of America. People are welcome to their opinion, good, bad, or indifferent. But that's called the First Amendment, which apparently the governor doesn't know anything about.
Well,
elected officials are entitled to call them as they see them, which apparently the governor doesn't care about. And the fact of the matter is, you cannot prior restrain the official action of an elected official by threat of coercion or intimidation.
Okay, here's a statement we asked from the governor to get their response to this. The statement says, the Pritzker administration has not and will not seek disciplinary action against the professional licenses of individuals who disagree with the mask mandate. Any suggestion to the contrary is baseless and misleading rumor mongering. What do you make of that?
I'm going to quote directly from the official communication from the state of Illinois, Department of Medical Division, Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation. This is, quote, an official investigation, end quote. Quote, whether you support and will enforce a mask mandate based on your elected position as a school board member, end quote. That is from Governor Pritzker's administration. Perhaps he doesn't know what disciplinary action is, and perhaps he needs to get out a dictionary and look up the definition, but they're already there. He is lying through his teeth.
We're talking to State Senator Chapin Rose about the situation involving the doctor. Well, I want to get to one of the give me a couple points, okay, before we start discussing again. The one is the doctor says that his livelihood and his family's well-being is being put at risk because of this investigation. If it's true that he supports masks in schools, what would be the risk? I don't see where the threat is there. So that's A. B. The emails, and I'm assuming you gave these to Greg, I think you said you did, which is fine, says that the complaint, quote, appears to be a parent or concerned citizen who did not agree with the doctor's opinion on the masking motion for schools. So if a complaint comes from someone to the board, they're obligated to conduct an investigation. A statement from them says, you know, we have to do due diligence on all of these complaints. So why aren't they just following the rules?
You're not required to follow stupid stuff that is.
Well, but you might file something that they think is stupid, but they can't. That would be they can't just dismiss things. But
there are things called preliminary investigations. There are things called initial reviews. I used to be a prosecutor. Not every complaint that gets filed with a, with anybody becomes quote unquote an official investigation, which is what this is. Period. This is designed to intimidate a doctor. And by the way, again, let's look at this from the rational basis of the doctor. You get a letter from the licensing board from your medical investigator. What business is it of the governor's what the doctor's opinion is as a school board member anyway?
We're talking to Senator Chapin Rose. I just want to go back because I just want to get clear on this. So the doctor who you're referring to supports masks in schools.
Let me be clear. You should ask him the question. The board vote that was taken was to require masks when the if the community spread reached such a level as to bring masks into play. If that vote was allowed to stand and the governor hadn't intervened, our school district would have been masked anyway. And by the way, the board attorney advised the school board that they cannot take a fit action to supersede the governor's authority. So the doctor will simply never be in a position of having to vote for it or against it.
So,
my point is, what business is it of another elected official's anyway?
Well, they have to regulate. But Senator, they have to regulate. I mean, they're licensed. This is a licensing arm of the government. But I don't see where the foul is here. If there are going to be masks at the school, and the doctor in the past voted for a position that would require masks, I don't understand where he's coming from when he says that his livelihood is put at risk.
Why is there an official investigation?
Well, because someone complained, and that maybe it'll probably get dismissed. I don't know.
People complain all the time. It doesn't lead to official investigation.
Okay, so then where is his livelihood put at risk if he supports masks at the schools?
If he answers anything other than yes, he's potentially at jeopardy. That is prior restraint of free speech, which under the United States Constitution is wrong. It's thoroughly un-American. The doctor should not have his livelihood put in jeopardy and coerced.
I don't see that it is.
It absolutely is. So if I file a complaint anonymously to the FCC that you might do something tomorrow and the FCC sends you, hey, we've launched an official complaint against your license,
right,
your FCC license, respond today or else, how would you take it?
Well, I mean, if you're on the side of the investigator, I wouldn't be too worried about it. I mean, if I was upset enough to complain about my doctor, I would expect the state to follow up on it.
The governor can't give you an ultimatum. It's not quite that easy. And you shouldn't be prior restraining his right to act as a school board member. They're threatening his license.
Senator Chapin Rose is talking to us. I guess I just don't quite understand. I mean, are you opposed to the governor's mask mandate?
I'm for local control. I certainly support rational decisions based upon the local input of all affected. That would be public health departments. That would be the educators. That would be the parents. That would be the physicians. That's what I'm for. If I was the governor, I'd put them all in a room and say, okay, let's figure this out together. I wouldn't just stand on high and order people about. I would build consensus because that's what a governor should do. I would have, in June, I would have brought in all the public health. I would have brought on the school superintendents. I would have said, let's sit down and figure this out for the fall.
Senator.
But instead, the week before school starts, he just starts ordering people about.
Well, I'm assuming that he did have input. And so just to get to a yes or no, do you support the governor's mask mandate statewide for schools?
No, I support local control of school districts.
All right, well, that's fair enough. Listen,
absolutely,
we've got to run. I appreciate your time today. I think
no,
you helped my understanding, though I'm not completely sure. Be well. And
just know when they come for your FCC license, I'll be just as loud for you.
I'll tell you what, when they give me an FCC license, we're all in trouble, Senator. That's Senator Chapin Rose. Okay, so what do you think of this? 312-981-7200. Was it illuminating that past conversation or muddling? I'm not sure where I am on this. I want to know where you are. 312-981-7200. We'll take your calls after the news on 720 WGN.